It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
And welcome back. I'm Darren Copeland. That's Big Fuzz. Alex in the back. We're at 303-831-1340.
Hello, everybody. It's Fiesta Friday, and it looks like Bud Black has just been kicked out of the game. Well, he's been having some arguments with this ref. We've got the Rockies on. They're losing 4-0.
Sorry, man, but we called them umpires.
Yeah, umpires. He's been having an argument with this ump all night long, and I think he's just kind of had enough of it. And I think the ump just booted him. The ump called a balk on Anderson in early on in the game, which I think kind of set all this in motion. And it kind of looked like it was a balk. It looked like he started to move towards the home plate before he threw over to first, which is, of course,
you know, there's sometimes where you just have to prove to your players that you were going to have their back. And this is a perfect opportunity because when you're down 4-0 at San Francisco, not likely you're going to be coming back. The weather conditions and everything.
Well, the players are all
they're
smiling.
Laughing. So what they all appreciate is the fact that he just was like, he'd had enough and had taken it out.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that, you know, that is what, listen, if you want someone to run through a wall for you, you have to let them believe that it's worth it to run through that wall for you.
Sure.
And sometimes that means you got to go run through a wall yourself for them.
Well,
and that's what he's doing today.
He's got to prove that he's got their backs. And, and Bud Black's been around long enough. He's a good enough manager. He knows that managing a baseball team is probably less, maybe not in the National League, but there's a lot of strategy involved, but it's also just about managing the personalities and getting a team to trust in you that knows. I mean, it's a long season, man.
Well, here's the other thing that I think he's doing with here is Johnny Cueto is a very difficult pitcher to pitch against, and that's who the Giants are pitching against the Rockies tonight.
Right.
And what makes him so difficult is that he can change the length and of time with which he'll throw the ball. Like, he can stand there for a long time and then throw, or then he can just get up there and go.
I'm watching the replay, and I can't really read the lips, and the words I can read, I can't say on the air.
Okay, so...
But it's had a picture, it showed video of Bud Black, and he's saying something to the ump, and the ump, they show the ump, and the ump, you can clearly see the ump go, "What's that?" And he waits like, I don't know, 3 seconds, and then his eyes get wide, and he points at him, and he punches him out, and it just reminds me of that moment from Bull Durham where Crash gets tossed out of the game, and so, Crash said the magic word. You want to call me that? I'll call you that. You want to call me that? He's like, Crash must have said the magic word. So that's what it looked like. It looked like Bud Black said the magic word.
I'm sure he did. And I'm sure that they, like, listen, if he wants to get kicked out,
he knows how
to get kicked out. Okay, but the thing I think he also understands, to get back to it, is Johnny Cueto's pitching well. He's difficult to pitch against because he doesn't have a routine windup and delivery to the plate like other pitchers do. He varies it. He varies his leg kick. He varies his arm angle. He varies the time with which he stands, varies the time with which he'll make strides. He's just very difficult to pitch against, and it what's makes him a great pitcher.
Well, yes, assuming he gets all of his pitches in the zone. You know, obviously, he's going to have days when he's not throwing all strikes.
I have never loved Bud Black more.
from
Reruns Wife.
I don't know who that is.
Probably Reruns Spouse.
Wife, yeah. Okay. It just happens that tonight he seems to be hitting the zone pretty well, and our players are Rockies
no,
batters.
No, when he's on like this, he's one of the most devastating pitchers in the major leagues. He played in Cincinnati for so long, where he was their number one starter for a long time before he got traded, that people just didn't see because he didn't have a whole lot of help around him. But he's such a good player. I think he's so fun to watch. When he went with Kansas City and won the World Series, I mean, he's just a very interesting guy to watch pitch because it reminds me of, I was listening to, I believe it was Buddy Bell, but I could be wrong. Someone, one of the former managers of the Rockies.
Okay.
And it was Jim Tracy. And Jim Tracy was talking about a time when, so Sadahara Oh, who anyone who knows a lot about baseball is the the world's leading home run hitter. He had like 800 or something home runs in the Japanese league.
Yeah.
And he was the first baseball player from Japan that people were wondering if he could play in the major leagues, but never did. Because frankly, none of those Japanese guys need to come over here because they were getting more money there than here. So why would you go here?
The prestige of playing in the Major League Baseball.
No, that's the reason why Japanese were not here for so long, is because why? They were getting paid more there. But one time, so Sadahara Oh had his timing mechanism when he was at the plate was to bring up that knee very tight. So bring up his knee, and he was facing a particular pitcher who could hold that knee up of indeterminate time. So he said it was a very interesting matchup as both Sadahara Oh and the pitcher were both standing there with one leg up because both their timing mechanisms were the same thing. So they were both sitting there with one leg up, and the guy was just in the windup before he finally pitched it. Only in Japan could that happen.
See, you say that, yes, they were probably getting as much money, if not more, in Japan. That's fine. Sometimes it's not about money, because sometimes it's about going up against the best. And by and large, Major League Baseball in America has had the better players in the world. Because we're not just... How many Dominicans are playing in the Japanese Baseball League?
I don't know how many are playing.
Probably not a lot.
I would imagine more than you think.
Really?
Yeah. Probably a lot of Venezuelans too. I imagine more than you think.
Okay. I just assume that they're coming to the United States.
Theory? Alexa? Whatever the heck your name is?
I just assume they were coming to the United States.
I think it's easier.
Well, yeah, the United States scouts go down there and they're checking out.
Well, they have schools. I mean, they have baseball academies where they actually bring kids in, and they, you know, particularly poor kids, where they give them room and food and shelter and you know, learn how to, you know, get warmed up and play like big league players and see what they get. But I would imagine there are.
And I'm looking it up. Thank goodness for Siri.
I can tell you there were a lot of, in soccer before the Japanese leagues became totally corrupt, the most prized import were Brazilians, and there were tons of Brazilians playing in the Japanese leagues. So, I mean, it's not unheard of.
Okay. I think what makes the Major League Baseball teams in America and the United States the best in the world is that we have some of the best players from around the world.
I'm just saying, I don't think they cared. Like, I don't think Japan cared. I think that they, you know, they had some interest. But, I mean, it wasn't until Hideo Nomo.
I think they have 93 players in the Japanese professional.
93 players.
Okay, well, that seems like a lot. It's a lot more than I thought there would be.
How many are in the United States? How many Dominicans are in the United States?
Well, I'm going to guess more than 93.
Well, there are, I believe I heard, 750 players in the major leagues at any one time.
I'm going to guess that probably about half of them are probably more. I'm going to say maybe 400 are from Dominican Republic.
Oh, you mean Latino?
Are Latino.
Well, see, that's not quite fair because, you know, United States has the most. Dominican has a second most. Third most is Venezuela. Fourth most is Mexico. Fifth most is Puerto Rico. I mean, sixth most is Canada. So, I mean, you can't look at it as by Latino, but if you look at it by Dominicans.
Well, I actually want to look at it as Latinos.
Well, okay. How many Latinos are in the Japanese Baseball League?
I don't know. I didn't find that information. In the meantime, while we're having this discussion, a crazy play just happened.
I'm not sure we're supposed to be doing play. But...
No, I'm just like, it's just a weird thing. It looked like it was going to be a double play, like a two-out double play.
Okay.
But the base runner ran into the guy who picked up the ball and knocked it out of his glove, hence making everybody safe and scoring two runs for the Rockies. And so in the meantime, it's now 4-2, top of the fifth with one out, bases loaded.
And a box full of Rockies.
And a box. So the pond is full of rocks.
It doesn't sound nearly as fun as a box of Rockies.
Box of Rockies. I do. I like that. That's better. So to get back, so the draft day is coming up, and I know you don't want to talk draft, and I don't necessarily want to talk draft either, because at this point, what are we going to talk about with the draft? Except for one thing. Well, I know, because you hate sports.
Well, I think, no, I don't hate sports. I hate the draft.
Really? I love the draft. I love the draft. The draft to me is way more exciting than Pro Day or the thing they do in Indianapolis every year.
They should call the draft somnambulism because that's what it feels like. Somnambulism.
So you're telling me you never watched the draft?
Wow. I haven't watched the draft in probably 10 years.
Wow. Alex, I'm going to need a new sports talk partner, someone who actually cares about stuff that people care about.
I watch the draft.
I watch the draft every year. I get excited for the draft. I love the draft.
I mean, the last couple of rounds get boring, but the first three, four rounds, yeah.
Especially the first day.
Oh, yeah.
First round, it's fantastic. They do a great job. I don't understand why you dislike it so much.
I think it's boring. Of course, you guys sound like cannibals talking about how much human meat tastes great to a bunch of people walking by.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.